Today is July 19th, 2017, and this is episode number 420 of the Apple Context Machine, a podcast for the Mac Observer. I'm Jeff Gamet, managing editor at TMO.
And I'm Brian Chaffin, and I am not stoned. To get the full story on anything we cover in this podcast, you can visit macobserver.com/ACM. And if you'd like to comment on or question anything about this show, shoot us a note at acm@macobserver.com.
Now, if you notice, I had absolutely no response to you saying that you're not stoned. The reason being is because I do not believe you.
I have never been stoned. I'm de facto straight edge. You know this about me.
Oh, I totally know this about you. But based on the way you've been acting before we started recording, I think you're stoned. Maybe you got a contact high.
It could have been. There was that prescription I got 20 some odd years ago when I had 4 wisdom teeth and 5 or 7 cavities filled in one day. 4 wisdom teeth taken out, and all those cavities filled in one day, and I had a prescription of Percodan.
Uh-huh.
That's the light version of Percocet, right? Like Percocet light?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Percocet light.
It's, yeah. I had that prescription. That would be the closest I ever got to being stoned. De facto straight edge and all.
De facto. Yeah, it's true. You don't drink alcohol. You don't do recreational drugs.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. What do I do? With apologies to, yeah, Adam. Yeah. I'm very impressed you could pick up that next lyric.
Really?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, sometimes I surprise you. I too am not stoned, yet I'm in Boulder.
And yet this is episode 420. Also, I hate the 420 thing. It drives me nuts.
I think it's kind of stupid myself. But you know the history of that?
I do know the history of that.
Okay, great. I am a horrible person. I could have explained it to the audience, but I was
go ahead. Well, tell the audience. I should have. I'm a horrible person because I didn't play straight man. All right. No, Jeff, I don't know the history of the 420 thing. Can you please explain it to us?
I'm not in the mood anymore. it references. Oh, it's a California code relating to possession of marijuana.
Except for that's not truth.
No?
Well, no.
Brian, what's the truth?
The origins of 420. I'm going to Snopes.com, which Bob Levitis wrote. Did you read his? He had a cranky rant today.
I didn't read his thing, but Snopes is so useful. Like every time someone sends me one of those crazy little stories, I go and look at Snopes, and then I send him a link back.
Yep, and that's what Bob was ranting about. Now, it turns out that I was precisely wrong. This particular term, drug product term, signifying the timeline of origin, old, it's true. It's both more or less than people make it out to be. The term 420 began its sub rosa linguistic career in 1971 as a bit of slang casually used by a group of high school kids known as Waldos at San Rafael High School in California. Term 420, always pronounced 420, never 420, please, came to be an accepted part of the argot within that group of about a dozen pot smokers, beginning as a reminder of the time they planned to meet to light up at 420. Yeah, not friends, not the thing. Yes, keep in mind, it's not the California code thing. That's the part that's not true, and that's part of why it annoys me so much.
Then I'm so glad I brought it up, just because annoying you every now and then is fun. I do it with love.
There was a Senate Bill 420 in California, mm-hmm, regulating marijuana use for medical purposes. But what Snopes says is that was the tail wagging the dog, not the other way around.
Right. Which makes sense because that was way later than the use of 420 as a term.
It's not the police radio code for anything, let alone that.
Yeah, it would really surprise me if that was a police radio code.
It is not the number of chemical compounds in marijuana. That's also false.
Wait, seriously? People believe that?
Yes, there are apparently 315 compounds in marijuana. Apparently some people believe that Jim Morrison, I don't know why they would, this is so easily checkable. Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, and Janis Joplin all died on April 20th. None of which is true.
Why would that relate to referring to marijuana? That's
because they were all drug users, but it's not even true. They didn't die on that date. Stupid. They didn't even die in that month. Jim Morrison died on July 3rd, Jimi Hendrix on September 18th, and Janis Joplin on October 4th. The 20th of April is the best time to plant marijuana. There's no that's one stupid. Best time. That's ridiculous. Albert Hoffman took the first deliberate LSD trip at 4:20 on 19th of April from 1943. That is indeed the case. This wasn't the source of 420, of course. It's just a coincidence.
That would be stupid, though, if people were referring to marijuana as 420 because someone dropped acid.
Yes, I very much agree with that.
Except it was actually LSD and not acid.
Snopes has a specific note for me on this one. It says, for the pedants out there, I'm quoting, for the pedants out there, Hoffman's first LSD trip was, which was accidental, took place on the 16th of April, 1943. Here's another one that's false. It's the code you send to your drug. No, this is true. It's a code you send to your drug dealer's pager. Yeah, right. All drug dealers recognize a 420 page. No, look, so apparently that's not true either. When the Grateful Dead toured, they always stayed in room 420. It's completely untrue and that's ridiculous. So you know what? I hate the 420 thing because it's all built on falseness. It turns out it was a bunch of stoner kids at a high school in California planning to meet up at 420 because it was after school. If that was the source, if this what people actually thought it meant, I wouldn't have such a pedantic stick up my butt about it.
You know what? I absolutely love that. And Snopes has been able to confirm this, right?
Well, yeah, they say it.
So, yeah, well, and
I mean,
and
I mean, I don't,
Snopes,
I don't
know they how actually, to... they go to lengths, sometimes great lengths, to research something and figure out what the truth is. So I'm going to go with what Snopes says, and I absolutely love it. I think it's absolutely fantastic that this ridiculous cultural icon 420 dude is from a handful of high school punks that just
said
wanted
they were
to
punks.
Get by. I did.
You said they were punks.
I did.
You know, we don't know that they were punks. And by the way, there are punks and there are punks.
Okay, so these are not punks.
But they may not be punks either.
Well, we're going to go with that because it fit and rolled with my sentence and it was lyrical.
This is the former cop in you showing, brother.
No, this is me using poetic license.
Keep in mind, this wasn't a general call to all dope smokers everywhere to toke up at 20... past four every day. It was 12 kids who'd made a date to meet after school near a certain statue. It's thus incorrect to deem that 420 originated as the designation of a national or intentional dope smoking time, even though the term began as a reference to a particular time of day, as the originators of that term explained. The Waldos, that's what they call themselves, met at 420 for exactly all of the reasons we've discussed in the past. Time we got out of school was approximately 3 p.m., but some of us had after school sports activities that lasted until after four. There was just enough time to get back to the statue of Louis Pasteur to smoke and look for the pot fields drawn in a treasure map. I was not expecting that last little clause.
That's just awesome.
Oh, my God. So anyway, yeah, 420. I'm not stoned. And for the record, though I am de facto straight edge, I believe the drug should be legal.
It's just
within the privacy of your own home.
I
don't want to be confronted. I do not believe I should have to be confronted by someone else's drug use in public.
I agree. And actually that's a big problem in Colorado because people are conflating. It's okay. It's legal to buy marijuana and smoke it in your home to, I can walk around anywhere I want and smoke marijuana.
Yeah, I don't like no concerns. I shouldn't have to like in terms of pot.
It's the same thing as alcohol. You can't walk around with an open container in Colorado. You can't walk around and smoke marijuana in public.
Fair enough. Okay, well that might be the most epic tangent we have gone on.
Well, and that's this week's Apple Context Machine.
No, we have the Apple stuff to talk about still.
By the way, I never referred to anyone as a punk when I was working.
Really? Never? Not once?
Not once.
Never? Not a single time? Not ever?
Ever.
Huh.
Not a single time.
Is it okay if I choose not to believe that?
Nope. It's not okay if you choose not to believe that. I also never ate donuts on duty. Actually, I really didn't eat donuts anyhow. You know, dietary restrictions. But I wouldn't have if I could.
Some donuts are made without dairy. Lots of donuts are made without dairy.
No. But if you go to Whole Foods, sometimes they will have vegan donuts.
Huh.
Most donuts have dairy.
Huh.
I know.
Huh. Who knew? Besides you and other people who know.
Right.
Right. Anyhow. All right. Well, so in that this is episode... Funny enough, we have three topics that I think are appropriate for episode 420. For two relatively straight guys. You drink.
Yes, I do. But I drink responsibly.
Fair enough. The first is Amazon high? I'm talking like the market. Like, let's start with the marketing department. They have a new service that they're calling Amazon Pay Places. What the hell? What is that?
Well, that sounds like something that came out of a committee.
A committee of stoned people. No, dude, you can use it to pay places, man. Thank you. I'm Brian Chaffin, and I am appearing as the stoned committee member in episode 420 of the Apple Context Machine.
Oh, I was wondering which role you're playing. I'm giving you a hard time because I can.
Yeah, fair enough. So, terrible name, idiotic name. So explain to us what this is.
It's well, okay. So this is sort of like,
I'm assuming you read it. I didn't read anything about this, but I'm assuming.
All right. So I will explain this, but first I have to tell people, if you weren't at MacStock where you could hear Brian, give his presentation about Apple and where he sees the company going. You totally missed out on the part where he said that we never do research. And so basically what's happening is if you were there at the, at the event and you heard his presentation, he's validating what he said.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So this will be kind of a loose comparison. This would be sort of like Amazon's version of Apple Pay. So it's an electronic payment system that works through their platform. And so then you can use your Amazon account to
you can use the payment methods stored with Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of your Amazon account. So right. You can go to certain meat space restaurants and stores, and then your Amazon credentials, in essence, would handle the transaction for you. So, did you like how I said meat space? Do you know what that means?
I do know. I read. Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
No, wait. I'm sorry. No, what is that, Jeff? I've never heard of this meat space
you mentioned. You are like the single worst straight man.
I know. You're so good at it. And I am like, anyway, apparently very bad at it. So I don't know.
Do you want to try it the other way? Do you want to ask me if I know what meat space is and see how it works?
Yeah. Hey, I mean, like, you know, have you ever heard that term before, Jeff?
Well,
meat space.
Wait, meat space? No. Yeah. What's meat space mean, Brian?
I get it now. Meat space, Jeff, is a cyberpunk term, mm-hmm, referring to what we would think of as reality, Elon Musk aside, where our physical bodies, i.e. our meat, resides. Right. As this would be as opposed to a virtual reality of some sort.
Right. And I've noticed in like, I'll say the past 10 years, that people are using meat space they've kind of expanded that out. So it's not just actual reality, but it's actual reality when you are with other people.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit.
Oh, I call balderdash on that.
Well, you may call balderdash on that, but it will be pointless.
In my book, those who are involved in those who live their lives in the OmniNet call people who don't slabs.
Because they're slabs of meat.
Because they're slabs of meat, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really clever.
I believe I coined that, but, you know, whatever. Anyhow.
Are we actually on a topic yet? I'm not even sure.
I am not sure either, but I want to came up with 1995 Seattle Times, Sagebrush, Meat Space. I would have thought that would have been something like William Gibson.
I would assume it's a William Gibson thing.
But it looks like it's a story from 1991 from Bisson. I don't know who was that.
Who?
Anyway, yeah, cyberpunk term, meat space. Top men. Mostly pedantic, no research.
So, listeners, I really, really hope that you're sitting down, you have your safety goggles on, and you've been buckled up and holding on tight, because this is quite a ride today.
Listen, this should be our new tagline. The Apple Context Machine, : top men, comma, mostly pedantic, comma, no research. That's... Right? Let's make that our tagline.
Well, did you write it all down? Because I sure didn't.
Let's add that to our logo. Stick that on iTunes. Make sure people know what they're getting.
Well, you know, truth in advertising.
Exactly. Top men, mostly pedantic, no research.
Why do people listen to this show again?
I don't know.
I'm really not sure.
Why would they do that
to themselves? Thank you. All three of you, I'm assuming. Thank you.
That's the thing. We've got lots of listeners.
I know we do. If we only had three listeners, I wouldn't make a joke like that.
That's true. Yeah. Anyway, so what are we talking about? Amazon? They're high.
All right. And next topic. All right. So, Brian, I think that while we sit here and say they're high, and I will grant you that they need to send this branding message back to the PR team and run something else up the flagpole and see what sticks, because the name is pretty bad, but it
should just be Amazon Pay. They should just rip off Apple properly, just like Google did. Mm-hmm. It should be Amazon Pay. Amazon Pay Places is stupid. We have no argument there, right?
No argument at all.
Okay, sweet. All right.
So still, what they're doing, I think, is a smart move, because Amazon wants to be the go-to platform for everything in our life.
Yeah, but that's just it. They're not. And they're not going to be. I know they want to be, but they're not going to be.
I don't know. I think that we are looking at a future where we will ultimately have Facebook and Amazon competing to be the single platform for our shopping, our communication, and
all right, here's the deal. Here's the problem. Here's the freaking problem. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you know, it was a while back. I think it was after Facebook announced that they were going to have Facebook apps, mm-hmm, that you could run on your smartphone. And I started talking about Facebook having delusions about being a platform. And to be fair, Facebook has become more and more of a platform of sorts. And so maybe I'm going to be, let's assume I will be just as wrong about Amazon as I was about Facebook, although still screw Facebook, whatever. The difference between Amazon and Facebook, both of which don't have an operating system and hardware like Google and Apple do, or even Microsoft, although Microsoft, I don't know, Windows is still a platform, I suppose. Yeah, but the difference between Amazon and Facebook in particular is that Facebook has content and Amazon does not.
Amazon, it depends on what you're referring to as content.
Mostly I'm referring to content.
Okay.
Or is that just nitpicking?
No, it's just you being a butt, because there's different types of content. Are you talking about content like users sharing information about themselves, or are you talking about content like entertainment? Because the former.
I'm talking about content that brings you on a daily basis, or at the very least on a periodic and repeated basis.
Okay, well then in that case, I
stuff
would say
that you interact that, with.
That you, sir, are wrong, because they both have content to draw you in on a regular basis. In Facebook's case,
but it's different. It's so different, man. It's so different between Facebook's the posts and the videos and the articles, mm-hmm. and all the things that you're interacting with. The place that you're going to Facebook in part to get a stream of information. When you're going to Amazon to get their content, to your point, they do have content, video in particular, and music, mm-hmm. right? You're mm-hmm. not going with it to get a stream of anything. You're going it to consume specific things, and when you're done with it, you forget about it. You don't care. You're not ever saying to yourself, oh my god, I've got to go check Amazon. Like, no one says that or thinks that, but people do say and think that all the time.
You
about Twitter, about Facebook.
Watched Man in the High Castle, have you?
But
I'm giving you a hard time.
It's not but that's still not even the same thing, because no, even there you're like, I've got to go watch Man in the High Castle. You're not like, oh my god, I got to go check Facebook.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, Amazon.
And you're absolutely right. That's a key component that's missing from Amazon right now. But it sounds like they went to address that. So they're
how?
Okay, so they have their first thing that they're working on, which is the pay place thing. And regardless of how stupid the name may be, that's part of the whole thing. Now, you go to Amazon to handle transactions online and when you're in actual brick-and-mortar places. Then the other part, which they are working on as well, is a communication platform. So that would be like your instant messaging. That would be your public shared message.
God, who wants stuff. That? Who wants that from Amazon? Who wants that from Amazon? Like, well, I mean, like, we'll like this is, see. I mean, who is saying to themselves, my God, you know, I mean, I don't want text messaging. I don't want iMessage. I don't want whatever the heck Google is doing. I don't want Facebook Messenger. I don't want Snapchat. I don't want WhatsApp. You know what I really want is I really want messaging from Amazon, because Amazon is the center of my freaking life. It's nonsense.
Okay.
It's complete
so
and total
do you want me
nonsense.
To tell you the other part? You know, the part where you cut me off, so I couldn't tell you the rest of it.
You mean when I was being kind of a dick?
That's the part right there.
Okay, sure.
That's the one, punk.
and you don't mean punk. You mean punk.
Yeah. Actually, you know, now that I think about it, that's the first time in my entire life I've actually called someone a punk. Seriously.
You just called those kids.
No, I mean someone directly.
Whom you don't know, punks.
Yep. So I've used it twice in my life, directed at someone or a group of people, both within the same half hour window, and you're here for both of them.
What does that say about me?
It says that you're a really bad influence, man. All right, here's the other part. This is the missing piece of information. Amazon's communication platform thing that they're working on, mm-hmm. is going to link together all these other services that you're using. So you can go to Amazon and do your Facebook chatting and your Twitter chatting and your whatever chatting and your private messaging. So
who
you
wants
have a unified
that?
Interface. A
who
lot of people.
Who wants that? No one wants that, man. No one wants that.
No,
no
see,
one wants that.
You're projecting because you don't want that.
I don't want that.
There is a market out there for apps that will bring together different platforms, so you have a unified interface. And if Amazon gets this right, man, that they are in a primo space, because now they can be the go-to for all of your communication online, and they get to leverage off the popularity of the services that are already there, specifically Facebook. You may disagree with me, and you are welcome to do so, and yet I am right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be successful, but I think it's a really good idea, and if they implement this well, then they have a really powerful tool to compete with Facebook to become the I know when I say this it comes with all these other connotations, the new AOL. But what I mean is the single place that you go online to do all the stuff that you do.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone wants that, man. I don't think.
I think people like you this and I be, don't this, want that. But this we're is not the be, average person.
No, I know we aren't, but this is like the Fire Phone. Who wanted that? Turns out no one.
Well, the Fire Phone was a really bad idea. But the portal to the things that you do online is something that is proving to be very popular. Look at Facebook. Regardless of whether or not you and I want it to be our portal to the internet, for a lot of people,
no, but I get Facebook.
That's it.
I get Facebook becoming a portal. I get that.
And Amazon wants to do that. Amazon wants to be
like Facebook in that sense. Yeah, I know that they want to, but Samsung wants to be relevant in the world of software, and they're not. Samsung wants to be perceived as an innovator, and they're not. Mm-hmm. Amazon wants these things, and they're not going to get it.
Well, Samsung has implementation issues, and that is so generous of me to say it that way. Amazon...
I think they've got goal issues. And keep in mind...
Yeah, they do have goal issues.
Our listeners have heard me complain about Amazon's business model. They have this rush to the bottom business model that sucks the profits and therefore quality out of every market that they touch. In particular, I'm really, really cranky about the books. In that I believe that Amazon has had a deleterious effect on the quality of books, and I happen to like reading good books, right? Our listeners have heard us, heard me at the very least, and you tend to agree with me, if not quite as vociferously as I make the statement. But we've talked about that issue on multiple occasions. But I respect Jeff Bezos and his abilities enormously. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate, for instance, the fact that he is over there saving journalism in the form of buying the Washington Post and then letting the Washington Post be the Washington Post. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty cool.
It is. And it continues to be cool. And he's found a way to get them closer. I don't know if they're profitable yet, but they're closer to profitability. They're losing less money in part by innovating on the business side while not screwing with the content. Mm-hmm. You know, they're letting the. A legit journalistic endeavor. And that's great. So anyway, the point is I respect Jeff Bezos. Like it or love it, he has conquered with Kindle. He's conquered in so many areas. He's killed the merchant class successfully in this country. He is, you know, crushing brick and mortar retail, including brick and mortar corporate retail, you know, that has other members of the capital class, you know, competing with him. And he's done all these amazing things. But in this particular case, I don't get it. And I definitely don't want it. And I really don't think that there are people clamoring for this. I don't. I'm making a face right now.
Okay.
There's a face I'm making. You can't see it. There's a face I'm making that expresses the depths of my. There's a word towards this. Top men. Top mostly pedantic. Men. No research.
Top men. Yeah. You know, the place we're at right now is the place where we can see where Amazon wants to go. What we haven't seen is whether or not they can do the implementation effectively to get there. So I think it's premature to compare Amazon to Samsung in this way, because Amazon hasn't fumbled this move yet. We just see what move they're going to make.
All right.
I think it's a move that they need to make. I think it's an important move for them.
I don't think it's an important move. I don't think this has much upside for them at all.
They want to be our go-to for everything.
I know. Yeah, but no one wants that. No one wants one place to be their go-to for everything. No one wants that. I'm not just projecting here. People do not want that. To wit, AOL.
Mm-hmm. And AOL, its time came and went, and it was appropriate for what it was, for a window of time. And maybe if they had been more nimble so that they could adapt to the changing internet, which they didn't do, they may have remained relevant either longer, or at least it would have morphed into something that allowed them to carry on. And you may think I'm wrong, and that is perfectly fine. I think that there is a substantial portion of the internet that would be totally fine with a portal experience if it was presented to them in a way that they liked.
Yeah. All right.
AOL stopped doing that.
What do you guys think? What are our listeners think? We have amazing listeners out there. We met a lot of them. We met some of them.
Yeah, we did
meet at Macstock. Yeah. So what do you folks think? Write us acm@macobserver.com or like hit us on Twitter, @contextmachine. I'd love to know what you think.
Let us know because Brian needs to be put in his place on this one. Mm-mm.
let me ask a quick question. Who do you want to be right, me or you?
Of course I want to be right, but
really, you actually want to be right on this?
Oh yeah. And I think you want for
Amazon to become spectacular.
I had a feeling that's what you were thinking. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
No, I believe that I am right, that this is something that Amazon is trying to accomplish. They want to be that.
Well, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that no one wants it. I'm saying that
I think a lot of people want that. I think a lot of consumers would be totally fine with that.
All right. I don't want
it personally, but I think there's a lot of consumers that would be totally fine with that. I mean,
the horse is no longer moving.
Yeah. Well,
we beat it to death.
All right. You grab its wallet. I'll get the tricorder.
That's good. That's good.
All right. So here's a funny, and at least for some people, it'll be funny. Little Amazon tidbit. I just got an email from Amazon, a product that they shipped me months ago that was the wrong thing, and I shipped back. Mm-hmm. And they got months ago. They just charged me for it, saying they never got it back.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
They're actually, Amazon is usually really, really good about returns. It's stunning how good Amazon is at returns for, you know, it being all by shipping.
Yeah.
So this is very surprising. And by the way, just yesterday, I got my hat brush from Amazon with my new cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I just thought I'd mention that.
That's very cool. Your cowboy hat, by the way, is pretty awesome.
Thank you. That's extraordinarily kind of you. All right. So I got another stoner thing.
Okay.
Atari, what's it called? It's called the Atari Flashback 8 Gold.
Yeah.
This is
different from the Atari box.
This is different from the Atari box. I'm assuming it's licensed.
Of course it is.
I hope it's licensed.
Yeah, because they're selling a product that has the ROMs for the games.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And so it's a box. It's got Atari. I mean, like, this is like the stoner special, man. Like, 8-bit game. You know what? 8-bit games suck because they're 8-bit games. They're 8-bit games. They're made from 8 bits. They look like crap.
You've been hanging out with John Keat way too much because you're getting cranky.
Listen. When I was a kid and Atari was the thing, I would look at the Atari games and I played probably my share of Atari games at other people's houses. Mm-hmm. And I would just think to myself, boy, this game really sucks. Because it's just crappy. I didn't know it was 8-bit because I didn't know what 8-bit was at the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like blocky and ugly and stupid. And like, you know, like the games at the arcade are so much better. Mm-hmm. And admittedly, this is terrific because you can play them in your home. And that's yay. But they look like crap. They still look like crap. Only now they look like even more crap.
I think I just realized I've had this backwards all along. John Keat is just a cuddly, sweet teddy bear, and you've made him angry.
that's that actually seems likely. At some level, that seems likely. But so, I mean, anyway, so
I don't get your hate on the 8-bit games.
I never liked them. Games. I never liked them. I never, ever lied. Didn't like them when I was a kid. I don't like them now. Oh, I certainly don't like them now.
I really enjoyed them when I was a kid. I loved going over to my friends' houses and playing on the Atari. Because at the time, we didn't have an Atari. So, I was living like an animal, but my friends had them and I'd go over and play and we had a great time. And then many years ago, I was at a garage sale and someone had an Atari 2600 and a box full of cartridges.
They were getting rid of it because it was crap.
Well, you made a bold assumption. They were getting rid of it, not because it was crap, but because the wife didn't like that the husband was... that still had that and was playing it, and basically he was trying to save his marriage. So
I bet that failed. I'm cranky today, man. I'm just absolutely cranky. I've got this game.
Hooked mine up to the big What's screen that? TV and the stereo system and made my house rumble as I was playing a Battle Tank. And
yeah, rumble with the burr, 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 burr. I mean, oh, yay!
It was awesome. Still is awesome. Oh, absolutely fantastic. I had the joysticks and the paddles and
the crappy joysticks, the crappy Atari joysticks that were just like incredibly unresponsive. Yeah, those are great. Love those things.
Wow. Well,
buttons would break. It was super unresponsive. Oh man, I hated those things. They were just so crappy. Now I realized that they were crappy because they were supposed to be cheap to get into homes. But I don't know, man. And I know that I'm an outlier on this. Lots of people love Atari. Lots of people love the retro thing, the retro gaming thing. I get that.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. And it was just so much fun to have friends come over as an adult and sit on the couch with the big screen TV
and play crappy games.
And we play the Atari 2600 games. There was a lot of really cool games. E.T., the extraterrestrial, not. No, no, no. I mean, there's a reason why there's a landfill or a giant hole somewhere in Utah filled with these things. Mm-hmm. At least I think it's Utah. I know the Leases are in Utah.
Leases are in Utah, yeah.
Anyhow, there's a hole somewhere where thousands of these cartridges were dumped because it was such a bad game. But that's not the point. The point is that...
At what point, really by the way, cool. does someone excavate those leases? Like, I mean, there's gold in them, right? Gold and possibly platinum?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know for a fact that there's gold in them.
There'd be contacts with gold.
Yeah, but there should be gold in those things. Very, very trace amounts, but gold nonetheless. Probably not even all that particularly trace. So yeah, gold, digging those up. Atari flashback. So anyway, this thing is, what is this, $80? There's the Sega Genesis flashback as well. Same kind of principle. It's a box. It's self-contained. It actually has games in it. It doesn't have all the games, but it has some games.
Yeah, so it's like a small box.
Yeah, it has, Taito's Space Invaders, Pitfall from Activision, Kaboom, River Raid, Centipede, and Millipede. It's got high-performance 2.4 gigahertz wireless controllers that are probably not crappy like the original ones, but they are styled after the original ones. It has two legacy controller ports for optional wired joysticks or paddles. So the controllers that it comes with are wireless, mm-hmm. but it's got legacy ports for the original Atari crappy, you know, because like there's nothing that's going to be sitting down to game in 2017. You're going to say to yourself, man, I really want that crappy early 80s technology. That'd be great. And then
I think what everyone's saying is, wow, I want to play this, but I don't want Brian to come over.
Yeah, well, probably. I know. Yeah, I'm not getting myself any invites here. And then it's got a 720p HDMI output.
Yeah. So the 8-bit looks really sharp and clear.
Yeah, you get to see those jagged edges and perfect clarity.
There's no jagged edges. It's all right angles on every one of those little squares.
That's what I meant, actually. All those right angles. whatever. Anyway, so the Sega Genesis is, I think it's $80 too, $79.99. They're both, these are both $79.99. Pre-orders are available via the websites of major retailers, including Target, Best Buy, and GameStop.
So now everyone knows what to get Brian for Christmas.
I'm gonna get like seven of these with people saying notes along the lines of "F you, you."
Yeah, they're gonna come with pictures of people flipping you off.
Yeah, and I will deserve it. I will completely deserve
you're
it.
You're just like way too wound up about retro games,
man. It's
all right. How do you feel about Marathon? Did you ever play that?
Fun. I did the Mac game.
Yeah,
I actually started with Marathon Infinity or Marathon 2.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't play the original one. I played the second one. Then I played Infinity.
Okay. Yeah. So the second was Durandal. So it was Marathon Durandal, and then Marathon Infinity.
Right.
And what'd you think? I mean,
I loved them.
All right. So now we know what the bit threshold is because those are very pixelated.
But at the time they weren't. At the time they were super amazing. Atari was not super amazing for its time.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Holy crap.
If the only thing that was super amazing about it is that you could do it in your house. That's the only thing that was super amazing about it.
Same
no one
games
was going to go pay
the arcades.
No, but they weren't the same games. No one was going to go pay a quarter for those games. For someone, you know, video operators could not have stuck an Atari with a quarter mechanism on it and had people pay a quarter for those crappy games. The games that were in the arcades were better.
I remember playing the same Pac-Man on my Atari 2600 that I was playing in the arcade.
More than the same Pac-Man.
Waka, 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 waka,
waka. It was vaguely similar.
No, it was Pac-Man. It was just straight up Pac-Man.
Right. I'm looking for Atari 2600 Pac-Man. Top men.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly pedantic. No research.
I'd like to point out that the stuff that Brian gets adamant about looking up, it's things like it's not what's the value of this product.
Dude, this game is not the same one as the Pac-Man arcade. It is not the same screen. Yeah, I'm looking at it, man. It's noticeably inferior. Noticeably inferior. Noticeably inferior. Noticeably inferior.
Man, why do you have to ruin my entire childhood? What's wrong with you?
Because I'm kind of a dick.
Man. Well, I still liked Pac-Man on...
fair enough, man. And I will fight and die for your right to like that crap.
I'm kind of wondering if you would.
Of course I would.
I'm giving you a hard time again.
Fair enough. I guess I deserve it. All right. So we have another stoner topic.
God, we still have more of this. Brian, really? What's our next topic?
Actually, and these I actually like. Apple has new emojis.
Well,
and honestly, so here's the deal, folks. We were putting together our topics. we always say that we don't do any research. Believe it or not, we do actually discuss our topics ahead of time. That may not come through in the discussion.
We certainly don't rehearse.
No, we don't. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. Apple is releasing, is including several new emojis. It's going to be later this year. I would kind of assume it's iOS 11.
Yeah, probably about that time.
Yeah. And these are, you know, basically these are Apple's implementations of new emoji that have been added by the consortium that loosely controls emojis. And so we're talking about these things, and then we're like, and Jeff's like, "Well, do you want to talk about these?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know. What do we really have to say about them?" And then, like, you know, 10 minutes later, we're still talking about the emojis in the prep for the show. So we figured we'd talk about some emojis.
All right. Well, I want to point out that the barf face emoji. There's actually chunks in the barf.
Are there really?
Yes. Yes, there are.
Oh, gross. Oh, my God. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Yeah, I like the barf one. I've looked for a barf one before, because I kind of expect it to be there, and it really hasn't been there. And now it is.
I've used the green face sick face.
Yeah, the green. That's exactly. I've used that too. But the actually throwing up one is much better to express the depths of my hatred for Atari 2600. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you had texted me, hey, I just got my new Atari Flashback 8 Gold, I would text you back the, and once iOS 11 came out, I would text you back the emoji of someone barfing, because that would be me. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then I'd send you back like the meditating guy and the googly face.
Fair enough. All right, so I really like the mind blown one. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. Mushroom cloud, fragments of emoji head spreading out.
Yeah, and the expression on the emoji's face.
Yeah. Well, it's the expression, it's almost disturbing to me in a way, because it could be like surprise that someone just blew the top of his head off.
But the explosion is coming from within.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's unmistakable.
So the surprise of how did someone get a bomb inside my head?
I also like the stars. I'm wanting to call that the jukebox hero.
Oh yeah, I totally emoji. Get that now. Yeah. Yeah, the smiley face with stars for eyes.
Yeah, it's similar to the hearty eyes one. Which is also fantastic, but the...
Hearty eyes?
Yes.
Okay.
Hearty eyes. That's what the...
Yeah, the big difference here... It. Yeah, the hearty eyes. But the hearty eyes don't extend beyond the face. That's kind of cool with the stars. The tips of the stars actually reach out beyond the edges of the face.
It's true. And so that's basically a starstruck one.
Yeah.
I like that. And the zombie looks great. The elves look great.
Yep. I like that they have a little more diversity too. So like the T-Rex. Finally, a T-Rex.
Yeah. I thought you meant in the elf.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad that that's there. That's already something that's been there.
Yeah, you know,
being able to choose different skin tones.
Yeah, Apple's been doing that. Been messing with that.
Yeah. I have a question for you. When you pick emoji where you can choose skin tones, do you have a color that you tend to choose?
Lily white.
I go with yellow.
It's either yellow or the lily white one, because I am roughly lily white.
Interesting. I go with yellow because all the emoji faces are yellow.
I tend to go, I use the yellow ones a lot. I do definitely use the yellow ones a lot. But if I choose lily white, the whitest of the white.
Interesting.
Because I am Mr. Pale Skin.
Interesting. I go with yellow.
Now, here's the thing for me. there's this new one. Is that actually new? It looks a lot like the sticking your tongue out one. I'm looking at that one.
Oh, no, it's new. The one where it's kind of smiling with the tongue hanging out.
Yeah.
The one you're thinking of, the face is straight on and there's one eye open and one eye closed and the tongue is hanging out. You okay there?
No, my emoji thing isn't coming up.
All right. Well, just keep banging on it. I'm sure it'll break it loose and all 8 bits can come flying out. So the new one is... both eyes open, one is bigger than the other, and the head is rotated like 20 degrees, and the tongue is hanging out. So they're different. I like the new one.
Yeah, the new one is pretty googly looking. I am trying to find...
There's also a ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Yeah, there's a sandwich one. There's the preview, the basic preview one that they released that isn't all inclusive.
Right. Yeah. They're just showing off a handful because they're adding in a lot.
Yeah. There's a zebra one. Finally, I've been looking for that one forever. What? Wait, what's the other thing?
A T-Rex.
No, I don't really care about that one. That's the other thing.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you have it. They've got the new emojis. They look good. I think Apple's emojis look better than every other platform's emojis.
I really and do I, like Apple's emoji.
I get real like when Facebook replaces the Apple emoji on an Apple browser with their own crappy emojis, I get really cranky.
If only you had another platform you could use. You're like, man.
apparently my iPad's not bloody well muted. Sorry about that.
You need to bang on anything?
Maybe. I don't know, man. I'm a little bit cranky today.
I know. You're Mr. Cranky Pants. I'm the one who should be cranky. I'm having to sit in a studio without air conditioner running. And it's almost 100 degrees outside.
And it's true. It is hot.
You're the one who's cranky.
It's true. There's a bearded dude. That's one of the new ones. And there's also a woman in a hijab. Mm-hmm. That's new. And then the yoga man.
And breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding, right. Is there going to be a yoga woman or do we already have that?
I think we already have a yoga woman. Let's see. Yoga. Oops. Oh, maybe not. I thought we did. We have emoji parody on iOS and Mac, right?
Emoji parody, but not interface parody. There's all kinds of things you can do in iMessage, for instance, on iOS that you can't yet do on the Mac.
Right.
Which right. is super.
So I didn't find a yoga person on my Mac easily, so I'm doing a quick search through iOS. No, maybe we don't have yoga yet. All right, so they have a yoga guy in the new stuff. I bet there'll be yoga woman as well.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be yoga woman too.
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, when they added Santa Claus, they added Mrs. Claus.
There you have it. There you have it. So, emojis, fun stuff.
Yeah.
Good for Stoner Day. Stoner episode day.
You know, it's proof positive that you actually don't do weed, because if this was something you did and you're doing it for a stoner episode because it's 420, you would not be as uptight as you've been through this whole thing.
Listen, if I smoked of the marijuana, I would not be as uptight as I am, period. I am Mr. Uptight. I am a high maintenance princess.
But oh, you're a high maintenance princess.
Genie in a coconut.
Yeah. See, this is how I know you're a bad girlfriend, because you weren't listening when I told you about the coconut and the genie earlier.
Oh, sorry.
Man.
I'll bite. Take you to dinner later or something.
Okay.
All right. Hey, it was good to see you at MacStock. It was a lot of fun. Your presentation was fantastic. You did home automation stuff. You had everybody riveted. In your deep dive session, people were asking you question after question after question. Everybody was extremely interested in the home automation stuff. And I'm glad that you are here with your expertise to learn this stuff, take the bullet for people. Try out all these things so that you can talk about it and explain it, because home automation, you know, we said this just recently. This is the Wild West of home automation and it's early days, and you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I took a bullet last night for home automation. I have a new thing that I'm testing, and it's okay now. But last night, there were moments where I was a little uptight.
Oh, huh. That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
You going to write about it?
I'll either write about it or I'll do a video. I haven't decided what will be the best approach for this one yet.
Oh, fair enough.
So I will cover it.
All right. Well, speaking of covering, why don't you cover us with some outro music?
All right. I can do that. And that's this week's Apple Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, write us at acm@macobserver.com. And hey, thanks for listening.
Our content is written by the good people at the Mac Observer. Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. Thank you, Cashfly. The bass was recorded by Boom, just for us, and that's all for this week.
Stay subscribed.
We'll see you online at the Mac Observer.